This goes to PACE, all capitals, P-A-C-E. Fax 989-953-5801. Regarding Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 2/12/1958. Dear Sirs at PACE, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hadley with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, underlying COPD, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and obesity. Her last visit was January 8th of 2024. She was scheduled for an annual visit in January of 25, but she canceled it. She didn't want to attend that appointment that time. And then she changed her mind, and now she is here today on June 9th, 2025. She is oxygen dependent. She states that her oxygen levels are adequate as long as she doesn't take the oxygen off. And she actually is feeling quite well without fever, chills, chronic dyspnea. She is wheelchair bound and no current chest pain or palpitations. She does have edema of the lower extremities without claudication symptoms, although she does not ambulate. No ulcerations or lesions. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Lasix, 40 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol is 25 milligram daily. She gets inhalers, Pulmicort. She's on spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. Ventolin inhaler, Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. Physical exam. Weight, 296 pounds. Pulse is 78. Blood pressure, 137 over 85. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is irregular. Rate is controlled at 78, most likely an atrial fibrillation. Lungs are diminished with prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen obese and non-tender. And she has generalized edema of the lower extremities and poor pulses. And labs, most recent lab studies were done with creatinine level 3.6 of 2025. And that creatinine level was 1.09. She also had lab studies done, and they did a CPK level instead of a creatinine level. But they have albumin, this was done on 6/4/25, albumin 3.6, phosphorus 2.4, calcium 8.5, electrolytes were normal, CO2 29, hemoglobin 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She should continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. 2, congestive heart failure and COPD, oxygen dependent, unchanged. And 3, hypertension, currently near to goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.